Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. It's Magic Monday. It's time for the Mr. Destiny Radio Hour. Hope you're having a great day. We have a lot of fun things to do tonight. We have readings to do for you. We have a bit about celebrities. What the name? We have a discussion all about spirit cards, the mundane presence, and how they affect us in our lives and our spiritual and mundane cycles. Hope you have a great Monday. Start by talking about today. It's July 27, 2009. People born today are Leos. These are early degree Leos. More intense than the average Leo. And this is an Ace of Clubs day. Ace of Clubs. The desire for knowledge, and also the desire for the perfect love in life. This is typical of Ace of Clubs, looking for the perfect relationship and constantly studying and learning new things. If you're an Ace of Clubs and like to get a reading tonight, please call in. Born today is third baseman Alex Rodriguez, actor Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, singer Cheyenne Kimball, actor Julianne McMahon, rock singer Juliana Hatfield, 42 years old. Jazz singer Karen Allison, 47. Comedian Bill Engvall, who's 52 today. Figure skater Peggy Fleming turns 61. Olympic gold medal winner Peggy Fleming turns 61 today. And actor Jerry Van Dyke, who is 78 years old. Happy birthday to all of you. Leos are fun people. I actually went to a bar one night here in Walnut Creek, California, and the bartender was a female born today. She was born on July 27th. She was an Ace of Clubs. And she looked at me and said, I told her all about her card, and she said, well, who's my best mate? And I said, well, Queen of Clubs is your best mate. And she goes, well, what birthdays are Queen of Clubs? So I made a list for her. There was 12 birthdays. And she went through the entire bar that night, which was very crowded, and asked every single man their birthday in the bar. That's the way the Leo approach to relationship. Go out and get them when you know what you want. You got to appreciate that. No real announcements today except welcome all of you who are doing the free Destiny e-course. I hope you're enjoying it. Some of the talk tonight may not be familiar with you if you don't have my books yet, but many of you already do have my books, and so you'll enjoy this, and this may spark an interest in you to learn more. Because we're talking about the spiritual cards and the mundane cards in life. You might say mundane, or you might also say material. There's two kinds of things. Well, you can just say life is kind of comprised of two kinds of things, spiritual matters and mundane matters. Spiritual being of a higher nature and spiritual being superior to the mundane world. If I'm happy inside, spiritually speaking, the things of the mundane world don't affect me as much, if at all. But spiritual cards in the card science are sevens and nines. And we all get them at one time or another in our life. But I'd like you to pay particular attention to your long-range card for the year, because the long-range card is the most important one of all. And if you have a spiritual card for a long-range card for the year, a 7 or a 9, this is going to be a highly spiritual year for you. Now, spiritual and material they're polar opposites in many ways. So a good material card, like an 8 or a 10 or a 4 or a king, will bring material success, but more attachment to material things. You know, it's like the person who goes to the casino, and in their first 5 minutes of playing the slots, they win. They win really big. Let's say they win $1,000. And they've only put a couple of dollars into the slot machine. That would be considered material success. But what happens is when the person wins like that, they become much more addicted to winning than they were when they first started. So now the desire to play more and to sustain that feeling of, oh, I won, that desire will have them keep playing in most cases until all their money is gone. Now, there are some unique individuals who go into the casino knowing that if they win right away, they're going to leave. There's a few like that, but human nature is such that most people will stick around until they've lost all that $1,000 plus another hundreds or $2 of their own. This is how mundane or material years can be like. We can have a lot of success, but in that success, we can also develop attachments because we don't have a need to be more conscious in those times. Material things are working out in our favor. We're not having as many external conflicts. We're more successful. And the ego gets strengthened by all of that. When the ego inside of us sees, oh, I made a plan and it got carried out and it was successful, it becomes stronger. It starts to think, wow, I'm really good. I can really make things happen. I'm special. And life is good to me and I'm a good person. God loves me. However, eventually the tide will turn and it will no longer be under a material influence and there will be challenges and problems. And if a person is much more mundanely attached, much more materially attached, those problems are much more painful. They cause much more suffering to the person who is more mundanely attached. So a spiritual year has an effect of detaching us from our attachments, but it's done usually in a fairly painful fashion because things aren't going right in the world and the mind is constantly running up against difficulties and challenges, and it can be easy under those conditions for somebody to become somewhat depressed. Things just aren't working out. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe God hates me. Maybe the universe. Maybe I'm born in the wrong time in history. Maybe whatever. The person can begin to doubt themselves, and the mundane, a spiritual year can be very tearing down the egoic structures of security that we've accumulated. At the same time, a spiritual year can cause really deep spiritual awakenings to occur. Somebody can have breakthroughs in understanding about their life. A person could have a real amazing spiritual breakthrough in their life, one that left them so much more centered and less attached to mundane matters that it no longer mattered if things weren't working out in the mundane world. And by the way, the sevens and nines, which are the spiritual cards, can create a sense of fulfillment that you could never get from a material card. A seven, for example, can bring the highest fulfillment of that suit. You can feel like you have the world in your hands, yet you're not attached to it. That's the potential of a seven. And the nine can make you feel like you're connected to everything in life. You become one with everything. And in doing so, you're completely unattached to the world and to what happens. And those experiences are the ones that we remember far more than our little successes in the mundane world where our plans were made and we got things that we wanted. Now, some people, some birth cards have a more powerful mundane life spread, while others have a more powerful spiritual life spread. I'll give you an example, like an Eight of Clubs person. Practically every card in their life spread is an even-numbered card, and it's a powerful card. They have a 6 in Mercury, a 4 in Venus, a 10 in Mars, a 10 in Jupiter, and an 8 in Saturn. These are very, very good cards to have in your life spread. They're all powerful cards. They're all good cards. They all bring success in life. You might say that an 8 of Clubs is fairly blessed. 6 of Clubs also is extremely blessed. 6 in Mercury, Queen in Venus, 10 in Mars, 8 in Jupiter, King in Saturn. Exceptional cards some of these cards have. So mundanely speaking, these cards are very, very karmically speaking. They're going to have a lot of mundane things come to them very easily. And then you compare that to like a card like the Queen of Diamonds. where you have a 5 in Mercury, a 3 in Mars, a Venus, a 3 in Mars, a 9 in Jupiter, a 7 in Saturn, and a 5 in Uranus, all even numbered cards. Or the 3 of Diamonds, which has an Ace of Spades in Mercury, a 7 in Venus, and a 7 in Mars, a 5 in Jupiter, a Jack of Hearts as a Saturn card, a 9 in Uranus, and a 9 in Neptune. These are all spiritually odd-numbered, difficult, challenging cards. So some people are more geared towards a spiritual life, and some are more geared to a material life just because of their karma. And you will say that these people with the spiritual cards, they have more challenges in life. And it's often true. They can have great success, but they also have, they can't escape from events and experiences that remind them of who they really are, which are challenging experiences. So you have the yearly spread, and you can even have just a period of the year. One period can be rather material, but generally speaking, material or spiritual cycles tend to be at least a year long. I had, for example, the two previous years, my birthday's in July, the two previous years, I had a 9 of spades long range 1 year, 2 years ago, and then last year I had a 7 of spades long range. I had two spiritual years in a row, and it was a different challenging. It was challenging on a material level, but I had some great spiritual breakthroughs on those 2 years. This year, I have a 10 of spades long range. It's a very mundanely, materially good card. So it's going to be a whole different flavor. Less of the internal that I had. I was more internally connected the last couple of years. Now I'll be out in the world doing things more, more materially involved. And I'll probably have more success in an easier way because of that, what's going on there. That's how it goes. And you can look ahead. In the Cards of Your Destiny book, you can look ahead and see, when am I going to have a mundane cycle and when am I going to have a spiritual cycle? Neither one is bad. Neither one is necessarily good either. It all depends on what you're attached to having happen in your life. If you are really mundanely oriented and real materially oriented, spiritual cards will not be a welcome experience for you. You won't like it. And you'll be waiting for those good material cards to come in. But life is not just one. Life is constantly changing, and everything in this world is always dissolving and being reborn. So it's never going to be that way that you think. Life's always going to be a surprise of some kind. So it's best to flow with the cards and welcome them, whatever they are, whatever the challenge that presents itself, or whatever the opportunity presents itself. It's always something to be grateful for, and that's the real message behind the card system. It's not meant to enslave us into a pattern. It's meant to show us an opportunity to experience something and not be drawn into a negative interpretation of it. That's the real trick here we're talking about. Okay, well, our phone lines are open, and we're going to take a short break right now. And as we always do on this show, on our breaks, we listen to songs from my music CD, which is called Bhakti Rock. When we come back after this break, you'll be able to call in and get a reading if you like. And on this break, we're going to listen to the song called Shiva. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls on the Mr. Destiny Magic Monday radio show. We'll be back in about 5 to 7 minutes after Shiva. Welcome back. That was Shiva from Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed that. Shiva Nama Om. Our first call tonight is Sharon from British Columbia. Her birthday is August 22nd, 1951. Are you there, Sharon?
Yes, I'm here. I'm right here.
How are you, Sharon?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
What's on your mind this evening?
Well, you know, I called last year, and just before my birthday, like I'm doing this year, and I just kind of want to get a little preview. I have all the cards here, of course, but I want to get your view on it.
Well, what, you know, in order to interpret your cards, I need a little bit of background on what's going on.
Well, nothing really. Nothing new. I mean, last year it had, I was four and nine, and I totally expected to see, you know, complete changes, but that didn't really happen, you know. Like nothing really changed. I mean, I changed, but nothing.
Why were you expecting some changes last year? I'm just curious.
Well, just because of the nines, the endings and stuff like that. There were a lot of nines there, right, for last year.
There were a couple of nines, but they were only, they weren't any in the long-range cards. In the year-long cards, there were none, so.
No. But the Saturn, you know, the nine of hearts. Where are we?
Usually that would be like certain relationships, you know, coming to an end in your life. Certain people falling out.
I totally expected that, but that never happened. And I, you know, me changed, right? Like I'm.
Oh, did you move to a new house?
No. I'm staying right here. As far as I know, there's my four clubs coming out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but I'm willing to travel more and do different things. And,
so what do you want to have happen in your life nowadays?
I don't know. I mean, I'm 50, going to be 58, and I prefer to have a freer lifestyle where I can travel a lot and, you know, just have a little more money. And,
well, you know, traveling is kind of like the opposite thing of when you're security conscious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Security conscious.
Yeah, you're in that.
Yes, people who are really security conscious, you know, hardly find the time to do something as adventurous as travel.
Right.
So you're much stronger than the cards, you know. You can prevent anything from happening with your own will because you have free will in this whole matter. See?
Right.
So I could tell you some things that are going to happen this year, and you could certainly, that would never happen if you don't let it happen. You have to participate in your life. The cards aren't going to make anything happen to you.
No.
It has to be like that you want it to happen, and you're going to take some action about it. See?
Right.
So if you're, you know, the big question really is, are you ready to take some action to have your life be different, or are you just going to keep doing the same old stuff? See?
That's a good question.
Do you see how hard that is to answer that? You know, I mean, even though some people may say, well, that should be easy to answer, but for you it's like, wow, well, I'm not sure about that, you know? And that kind of shows that you really are in a pattern life, you see. And Four of Clubs is all about patterns, you know?
Oh, definitely.
Routine, stability, procedures, habits. That's Four of Clubs.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the Four of Clubs.
Yeah. So I mean, what would be the point in making a prediction for you? Because if you've already decided by the way you live your life that it's going to be the way it is, I mean, what would be the point? See. Make sense?
Yeah.
So I mean, there are some great potentials for you this year, but I'm not going to say that's going to happen to you because it's up to you. The potential for you this year is to have love in your life.
I see that.
Yeah.
Totally.
But again, you have the power to make that not happen.
I could veto that power.
Yeah. You can veto that power anytime you want.
I'm actually into taking less control of it than I have before, right? Actually, I am leaving it more to the universe to tell me exactly, you know, kind of make it, you know, be open, but not, I'm not closing anything down, right? But I think I'm a little more.
You have to be open, you have to be looking for it, and you have to be thinking about it like, this is what I want, and have a little bit of a happy anticipation about it. Not a lot, but a little.
Well, okay? I suppose that's fair. I mean, I'm still, you know, where I am. So,
well, you are a Leo, and you do like romance.
I'm not closed down to change, if that happens, you know, and if the spirits are with you and all that, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's a big excuse for not doing anything, see?
If this, if that.
That's the same old stuff, you know. Nothing happened this year again. Oh, well, I guess the cards aren't accurate.
Well, I see they're accurate. I mean, I've been following them for quite a while now.
Yeah, but
see, exactly.
But see, you're resisting your own cards, you know? Because
right.
They point to change, and you don't want to change. See,
I know.
And there's nothing I can do about it. Nothing anybody else can do about it.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Only you can do something about it.
Right.
Now, if you don't get out, if you don't take solid action here to get outside, get out of your house and go and get in social, get involved socially, go out places. If you don't do that, nothing will happen this year. Nothing.
Right.
Your Pluto card is the Ten of Hearts. You have to get out and be around people and be where you can be noticed and seen.
Oh, okay. That's what I want. That's a good quote. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, it should be.
I have questions about the Four of Hearts as my displacement card to you, because they. I don't know. I read it, and it was kind of baffling me for some reason.
Well, it's about security and having a nice home and stuff, you know, paying attention to your home. And it could be about marriage, potentially, but that's a little far off at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little early yet to tell, but the year will have to unfold a little bit for us to know more about that, okay?
Right. And
a little
then,
too early. A little too early to comment on that particular card. So, you know, you haven't even started your Mercury period yet, so there's a lot that remains to be seen about how this year is going to unfold for you.
Mm-hmm.
But in preparation for this year, all I can say is you got to prepare yourself that you're not going to just sit around. You're going to go out where people can meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Go out where love can find you.
If it chooses to,
see.
Yeah, I can see that. I am getting out a lot. I'm doing a lot of things on my own.
Well, this will be after your birthday. This has nothing to do with this year. It's all about the next year.
Yeah.
And if you do, you know, if you do get out, you won't have to wait too long.
Okay. Oh, it sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Leos love sex and romance. It should be a no-brainer.
I'm just going with the flow.
Yeah, but going with the flow becomes an excuse for inactivity because of fear. See, in a lot of people's cases, it's just the way they avoid facing things they're scared of. See?
Right.
Don't let that be true for you.
Uh-huh.
You know. Don't let it be an excuse to just kind of sit around and like say, well, nothing happened, so I did everything I could. You didn't do anything. You didn't do crap. Is there any wonder nothing happened?
Yeah.
See, that's the rub, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Have a happy birthday, Sharon. Thanks for being my guest.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up is Trish. I'm not sure where she's from, but her birthday is September 7th, 1947. Are you there, Trish?
I am.
Welcome to the show.
This is the Trish that was emailing with you today.
Oh, that one.
I told him where I was from. Apparently he didn't write it down.
Okay, well, you know, nobody's perfect.
No, that's
nobody's
okay.
Nobody's perfect except you.
Oh.
I forgot to mention that.
No, I'm far from perfect. Anyway, I have a few questions, not only regarding auspicious years.
Mm-hmm.
Like it says, next year, which for me starts September 7th, is a year of blessed endings. What does that mean?
It means that there'll be endings that aren't so hard, and endings that have some unforeseen benefits that are really good. That's what it means.
Okay.
You know, I'll give you an example. Let's say you hated your job, for example, and you really didn't like it. But you were just sticking around because you were afraid you weren't going to make enough money or something like that. And then one day you get fired, laid off. But you get laid off with a whole year or 2 years severance pay. That's a blessed ending.
Woohoo! Years of difficult endings. I'm not sure what 62 plus 2 means.
It means there's more than one. Plus 2 means there's two of them. Okay? So you have a 9 of hearts as a Pluto. You have a 9 of spades environment. And you have a 9 of clubs in Saturn. So two of them are challenging and one is a blessed ending in this coming year. That makes sense?
Yes.
So, you know, the overall thing is, well, 2 out of 3 of your cards that govern the entire year are ending cards.
Those are 9s and 5s?
9s. Just 9s. So endings are coming your way. Are you ready?
I'm ready for anything that comes my way.
You are? Okay, good.
I am.
This is also it's the most blessed year also this year. For
next
you.
Year?
Yeah, this coming year.
It also says that it's a year of particular caution.
I know. You got all kinds of stuff going on. The caution thing comes because you have a 6 of spades in Saturn. But when you take it in, if you look at the whole thing in context, really, this is going to be a really great year.
Because
really the good outweighs the bad by far in your case. This is going to be a blessed year for you. That's what it is. And good things will be happening. So you just need to be prepared, like make some wishes, but be ready to let go if you need to. If there's people in your life that really need to go, let them go. Whatever it takes to clean out the closet so that your life can move forward in a really beautiful way, that's what you should be focusing on this year.
If one didn't really want to move and they were happy where they were, would that go against the destiny?
These cards don't necessarily mean move. They might mean move, but they're not. It's not for sure a move. Those 9s can mean other things. So it's a little too early to tell about moving or not. I don't know about that.
Well, that long range 5 of spades keeps hitting me.
Well, you know, you got change written all over you this year. Sometimes when we look ahead, it's kind of hard to really project ahead accurately because we're looking at it through our current experience. You know, we're saying, oh, I'm feeling really good now about everything. Why would I want to change anything? See? But things can change rather rapidly in our lives. And just after your birthday, things could kind of switch around and you could be feeling much differently about things then. You follow?
I understand.
Yeah, so don't try to project too much into it. Just kind of get a general sense. Just focus on the things that you know, like you know it's going to be a blessed year. Well, get happy about that, okay? You're going to get some wishes fulfilled. Then look at the 9 environment and be grateful that the endings are going to be a blessed ending. They're not going to be difficult. Sure, your challenge card is a nine of hearts, which means that there's going to be some endings of relationships or maybe a move that you resist or fight about. But that's minor in comparison to the other good things that are happening.
And I also wondered, in the life path of 13-year cycles, it says that Saturn, or my age is 52 to 64, and it's in the Queen of Hearts. What does that mean?
Well, the 13-year cards are very broad in their scope, okay? So your 13-year period you're in now began when you were 52. That was 10 years ago, okay? And it ends on your birthday in 2012. And you have a Queen of Hearts there. What's that all about? It's the card of sex. Maybe you were like holding back some before. I don't know. You know, maybe this was like a time for you to come out more. I don't know. You have to
you
answer
mean
that
by 2012? Or just
no, well, you've already, you have already experienced this. This can't be that new because this has already been in effect for a while now. Okay? It's not something that's going to happen. It's already happened.
No, I think it's going to happen.
Oh, really? You're still holding out?
Yeah, I'm going. In fact, I've been introduced to a whole new framework
that I've never experienced before. Well, that sounds good to me.
It
sounds good to me. Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Well, no problem. No problems here. I'm glad to hear that, Trish.
But I didn't. I tuned in about 5 minutes. I couldn't get the sound to work. I couldn't click into the right channel for the live cast. And so I missed the beginning of what's the difference between spiritual and material years. I'm not asking you to really go over it again, but I didn't know if there was a quick way to say the difference as opposed to what I caught.
Well, just basically the nines and sevens are material spiritual cards, and those are generally challenging cards, especially those long-range cards, but they bring spiritual benefits, which are benefits of higher understanding, higher consciousness, higher connectedness to life, those kinds of things.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if I was coming through well or not in the beginning myself, because I was hearing some kind of hum and feedback. Maybe somebody else can tell me when I talk to you guys. I'm going to talk to a couple more people. I want to see, because I had a feeling that it wasn't coming through at all that well. But I'll see.
And what are the material cards or numbers?
Eights and tens.
Eights, also evens.
Kings, you know, the even cards. Eights, tens, kings, fours, jacks, queens, and kings. Those are all powerful cards, which bring spiritual, they bring mundane blessings and more attachment to the mundane at the same time.
Okay.
You see?
Uh-huh.
Having instant success or a lot of success can make us more attached to the material.
And how do we know if the year is a 9, a 7, an 8, a king?
Just look at your long range cards.
Oh, it's your long range card. Okay.
Yeah, you got a 5 coming up this year, right? That's neither
right.
That's really not mundane or spiritually powerful in either way. But a 9, that's spiritual. You got 2 9s up there. And you have a 10. You got a mixture of both this year. It's going to be both mundanely enriching and spiritually enriching.
Whereas this year is all material. Looks like.
This current year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. I agree with you. Absolutely. It's been a good mundane year for you. All right.
Well, we need it in this these economic times.
Yeah, well, be happy for whatever you get. That's what I say.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Trish, for coming on the show. It's great talking to you.
Same here.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
All right. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jesse and Mary Lee. Mary Lee's from Chicago. Jesse's from Georgia. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Sri Ram from my CD Bhakti Rock. And afterwards, we'll be right back with your calls. Be right back after Sri Ram.
Talk about Ram.
Back, that was Sri Ram. I just figured out, for those of you who are listening, that there was a big glitch in the very beginning of the show. And Seth and I are talking about, we're trying to work out how we can overcome that. Because I tried something new the last couple of shows where we're playing some live music, some music, and then I just come in live and talk with it, and it seems to be a problem. Anyway, our next caller. And by the way, for the benefit of everybody listening tonight, the reason I do readings, if you ever wonder why do I do these readings on the show, it's mostly because I, for two reasons, I want to show people that are not familiar with the cards how this tool can be used to help people. That's the first thing. People who are not familiar, who don't know about it, can see how this works and how beneficial and how useful it can be. And number two, for people who already know the cards, they can hear how I do readings and they can learn a lot from that. They can learn how they would read cards. So I tend to give out the birthday of the person who's calling, and you guys can be listening along and you could be learning. This could be like a tremendous classroom experience for you, and it's available and it's free. So I hope you are taking advantage of it. Our next caller is Jesse from Georgia, who is a Five of Spades, King of Hearts. Her birthday is January 9th, 1971. Are you there, Jesse?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good to talk to you, Jesse. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I have about four pages of notes of questions. So I'm learning, but I hope, hopefully, I was trying to get it smaller and smaller so I could use our time, and I'll do my best.
Okay,
I'm just real excited to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As far as I understand, I am at the end of my 38 years, and so I should be, you know, it's the end of a cycle. And so the beginning
of... A 13-year cycle, to be exact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, and I am going through serious spiritual health changes. You know, and I know I have a card of changes, but I am hoping that I'm on the right track, because I'm really putting a lot of effort into being, you know, open to it, but I'm having, you know, if you were to look at, I mean, I'm having the hardest time as far as making ends meet, you know, all kinds of things that are in surface, worst time of my life. However, I feel like I know that this is I'm going through just a dramatic change, so I'm positive that, you know, this is all just part of it.
So let me get straight. let me clarify. You're having financial problems, right?
Right.
Major financial problems.
Right, and I've changed it. You know, health changes, and yeah, the worst financial problems of my life.
So
never been this bad.
So you know. Your Pluto card is the Four of Hearts and your result card is the Four of Diamonds, which tells me is that on some level in your past, you haven't really valued your security enough. You haven't given it enough priority in your life. I don't say this to many people because most people overvalue their security. Most people are doing too much on the other end of security. But in your particular case, it's like you need to be more honoring of having your needs met, you see.
Yes.
Paying more attention to taking care of yourself and making sure that whatever you do, that even if you have to do work that you don't like to do, okay, that you're doing the right thing to take care of yourself and your whoever else is with you. Okay.
Yeah, my dog.
Your dog. Okay.
Yes, my dog and I, and I am. I'm not in a relationship for that reason. I'm taking care of myself for the first time, and I am doing work, trying to.
Have you ever had a man in your life that just gave you everything?
Oh, I've had tons of them.
Really?
Men?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was very specific. I said, have you ever had a man in your life who just gave you everything?
Yeah, well, I've had, you know, it depends on what everything. Spiritually?
Money?
You know, money?
Money,
yes, I've had men throw money at me.
What? What's that?
I've had man give me a Rolex. You know, I've had guys just try and buy me all the time. So
well, I'm not saying, I don't mean that. I don't mean buy
you.
Okay.
Okay.
What I'm pointing to here is a man who loves you and he wants to take care of you and provide you with everything so that you don't have to work and struggle and be afraid and all that stuff. You ever had a guy like that?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I've had, you know, issues with, I think he was trying to do that the best that he could.
Right.
That he would have said that, you know, but he was, too attracted to my independence, but then wanted to control. And that seems to,
Well, see, the thing about you, Jesse, is that you're not just a five of spades. You also are a king, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
You're
a king of hearts. School teacher for a long time. I think that's the teacher in me.
Yeah, well, it's more than that, though, Jesse. The king of hearts feels that men are somewhat, feels that men are somewhat inferior to them.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
Good.
You got me to stop talking.
Yeah, that was amazing. See, it's like you compete with men on an unconscious level, okay? Because you're better than them on some level, and you want to prove it. See, this is what I think.
Oh, you're right on.
And so you deny yourself the things that having a relationship with a man could have. Because you have to prove that you don't need them and that you're better than them or whatever. Okay? This is a lot of King of Hearts women have this issue. You know, they're kings. And generally, they don't like men all that much, most of them, you know. They kind of think that, you know, they're just a pain.
That hasn't really been much. Sorry,
well,
go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying on some level, I think you're blocking prosperity in your life in that department. I'm not saying it's the worst thing in the world, but it's something you might want to think about, just be aware of, you know?
Okay.
So you're out struggling and stuff in life on your own. You're not doing all that great, you know? And I can tell you have an Ace of Diamonds in Saturn this year. You have an Ace of Diamonds in Saturn this year. And it's really, this has got to be a real challenge for you right now, this whole money thing.
Yeah, I've lost my freedom.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, money, having money is freedom, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, in a real way, it's a form of freedom. It's not the only form of freedom, but it's certainly a part of freedom. And the five of you must hate that.
Yeah, I can't go anywhere. I can't
freedom in a person's life, freedom has to be balanced with stability and security.
Right.
And so your challenges are not about, oh, you need to have more freedom. Your challenge is like you need to be more, have more stability. That's what your challenge is this year. They're both fours. Okay. So in a way, the universe is saying to you, hey, lighten up on the freedom thing. All right.
Yeah. Oh, I know they have, because I tried to manifest all kind to come out to California, get a job out there. I mean, I've tried to do everything I can with being, you know, opportunities, and it has. I'm here in Georgia, and it's telling me you are staying in Georgia right now. Stop and focus on what's right there. You know,
stop trying to escape where you are and make it work where you are.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's really true for you this year. So I think you have a good handle on this. And by the way, there is love around you right now, and you do have time for a relationship. Why should it ever be a constraint? Why should there ever be a lack where you don't have time? You're a heart. Why is it? How could it be that love never has? You don't have enough time to have love in your life. How's that possible?
Oh, I have lots of love around me. I know that.
I'm talking about male love.
Oh.
Oh. There we are again, up against that thing.
Oh, no, I've had lots of male love. I'm actually taking a break from.
Lately?
I stopped something that I started because I really felt the need to focus on getting my resources, getting myself,
getting my security.
And
but
my
you have a Queen of Hearts environment this year. There should be abundance of everything, including love as well. So just that's one form of prosperity, by the way.
I understand.
If you don't believe me, just ask somebody who really wants to have love and can't have it. They'll tell you how important it is. See?
That's good to hear.
So, you know, it's all going to work out. I know you're under dire straits, but it's all going to work out. There's nothing really bad that can happen. And you're going to enter into your Jupiter cycle on your birthday. Everything
right.
is going to be fine. Okay?
Okay.
It's all going to work out. I mean, look at your long-range card next year, Eight of Diamonds. Oh, my God. Where'd all the money come from? Who knows? It's all going to be fine. But whatever you learn this year is going to be valuable because it's going to set the stage for the next chapter of your life, and it's going to give you a firmer root grounding in reality that can help you to have a much better life. Nothing wrong with that, you know?
No, not at all. I just
so be open to change while you're still young enough, and you can really do change. You know, be open to it.
Okay. Okay. I am.
Yeah, be open to like, hey, I don't know it all yet. I can learn more. Let me see if I can learn how to manifest a really fantastic life and have it all working.
Well, I recently, when someone would say to me, you know, such as, do you want to eat this? And I would say, I don't eat oysters. I've stopped doing that where I'm like, well, let me try. Or,
oh, good.
That's
perfect.
I've just erased all of that where I'm no longer making, like, saying that I have an opinion on things. You know, like, oh, I don't do that, or I don't wear that, or I don't, you know, I'm like, well, I don't know. Let's try it again.
That's
know?
A wonderful so, practice. That's a beautiful thing to share.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. I think our other listeners can benefit from that, too. So I
it's
appreciate
kinda
that.
It's kind of fun. It makes life new.
Yeah.
So.
And that's worth it, I think.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thanks for being my guest tonight. I appreciate it, Jesse.
Absolutely, my friend. Pleasure.
And were you born Jesse?
I'm Jessica. I mean, I was born Jessica.
Okay.
But I'm
Jesse.
Now,
you might want to consider going back to Jessica. You know why?
Because it's feminine.
It's feminine, and feminine means to receive, and that's the problem you're having with money. You're not receiving. So try being a Jessica again. And see what happens.
Well, I've never been a Jessica, but I am like my middle name is Pilar, which is feminine. And so like on my paintings, I sign J. Pilar. So a lot of people call me Pilar. I can do Pilar more. I don't know. I won't respond to Jessica.
Well, Jessica, that, you know, you think that's it.
Okay.
You think that's your life.
Oh, no,
well,
I used to not respond to it.
I'm telling you, that's not, you were given the name Jessica for a reason. Why don't you try being the person that you were given? Just try it.
Okay, I will.
Try being the name that God gave you. See what happens. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for being my guest tonight. It's great talking to you.
You too.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Next up is my good friend Mary Lee from Chicago, who's born May 24th, 1945. Are you there, Mary Lee?
I am.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are things
You're
going
wonderful
for you?
As usual. We all enjoyed the show so much.
Oh, thank you.
And it's definitely a learning experience for all of us.
For me, too. So I appreciate it.
Well, Robert, what I'm concerned about is in my yearly spread this year, my Mars card is 9 of spades and 7 of spades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that is worrying me a little.
Okay, well, one thing, don't be worried unless you're fighting with somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're fighting, then be worried.
Okay? Oh, okay.
If you're not going to fight with anybody, you have nothing to worry about.
Oh, good.
I mean, I would just,
you know, I'm
I would just look at that as a spiritual opportunity. Look at it as an opportunity to do spiritual things.
Okay.
You know, like, and maybe look for opportunities in the Mars period to get involved in spiritual activities. That way you're more likely to manifest the high side of those cards. And above all things, do not get involved in any competitive fighting or anything like that with other people.
Oh, that's good. Well, my Libra rising wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, good, 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 yeah.
You know,
I mean, those cards can be very scary. I mean, a lot of people would get concerned about those two together, you know. I understand.
Yeah.
But you're a spiritual person, so it may not affect you like that.
Oh, good. And I'm a worrier, too, so that makes me feel better. You know, you were talking to Jessica about her name.
Uh-huh.
Interestingly enough, do you know my real name is Mary Libra?
Really? Mary Libra?
And that's my rising sign. Uh-huh. My grandmother's name was Libra. And the
it's good you mentioned that. Like, I see so many people who change their names or change the spelling of their names. And I mean, it's all in good intention, but I think people miss the fact that it wasn't their parents that gave them their name, but it was God that decided the name. And that name has meaning. That's why I've been starting to use my whole name, Robert Lee Camp, on all my books and in my website and stuff, because I want to use the name that God gave me. There's power in that for all of us. And accepting that, I think, is a beautiful thing. So you're Mary Lee, but you're Mary Libra.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How great is that? Start using that name.
Yeah, I think maybe I will.
Why not?
Yeah.
And you know, I find that when the name that we choose to give everybody else to call us, it can have an impact on our life.
Right.
Know?
And my family just called me Mary Lee. But the thing of it is, I thought it was kind of interesting that I ended up with the Libra rising.
I know, that's kind of spooky, actually.
Uh-huh.
That's like borderline, you know, Twilight Zone stuff.
Yeah, really.
How do they know?
I don't know. I just thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
They certainly didn't know what time I was going to be born.
And there are no coincidences in life.
No, absolutely not.
And what an unusual name to choose for a child, Libra. Where did they get that name?
Well, my grandmother's name was Libra. One was Mary and one was Libra.
Well, how did she get the name Libra, though, of all those names? And that's a very interesting name.
I don't know, because she was an Aries and she was an astrologer, actually, which I thought was pretty interesting, too.
Yeah.
And I never knew her.
Uh-huh.
I was born after she was dead, but from what I understand, I look exactly like her, too.
Oh, wow.
I know.
It's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm her reincarnated.
maybe you're just really connected to her.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know.
Well, I'm glad she gave me a fabulous profession.
Yeah, yeah. How's your business going up there? Doing good?
Very good. Very
oh,
good.
Great.
Thank God.
I'm sure you're really, really psychic. I bet you are.
I am. The moon's in Scorpio. What can I tell you? Yeah, I am. I'm very blessed. I have wonderful, wonderful customers. They're just fabulous. I'm very, very blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what I do, so that makes my life a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, your attitude and your ability to look at that is what counts, you know. All of us are blessed, but we just don't look at it enough. You know?
Oh, count your blessings instead of your troubles. That's my motto.
Sure. Well, thanks for calling again, Mary. I have time for one more caller. I'm going to take her before.
Okay, Robert, thank you very much.
Yeah, have a great night. Thanks for giving me my guest.
It was wonderful speaking to you.
Same here.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Next up and last up tonight is Pat from Connecticut. She's staying up late to listen, to talk. Oops. Is she there? Is Pat here or not?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Welcome
Hi.
To the show. July 12th, 1953. Is that correct?
That's correct. And
well,
I wanted to...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. You were going to say something.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to ask about someone I've been dating who I think is probably quite wrong, but I'm also very intrigued because he touches my heart. It feels like a past life. And just wanted to... see what you said about the mixture. And also, I just had a wonderful woman move in. I figured she's an ace of spades. She looked at your picture and she said, oh, tell him he's cute and you've got a girlfriend.
Okay. I appreciate knowing I have another girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. So my friend that I've been seeing for about a month or so is September 10th, 1956.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't have any room to talk or be myself at all, but... it's not going to work, I don't think, but I'm curious.
Well, that birthday is, of course, Ace of Diamonds.
Ace of Diamonds, okay.
And the ruling card is Queen of Diamonds.
Okay.
Ace of Diamonds, what I say about Ace of Diamonds men is so many women, so little time.
Huh.
Now, you aren't the most marriageable birthday yourself. You know?
I've been told I won't marry.
Well, I don't know if you will or not, but it's not something that you normally are all that attracted to.
Uh-huh.
Because you have a strong freedom thing, and you have a need for variety as well. So as far as you and this guy, you have a past life love connection with him, which is really nice, and I'm sure you can feel that, and I'm sure that he can feel it too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're connected. I mean, there's connections, but the thing about it is it doesn't change the fact that neither one of you are really relationship material.
Right.
So it can only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
It can go so far, and then one of you will have to declare your freedom, which is no problem if you're okay with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy, he's Jupiter to you this year. He's in a good position to you. And I think there's good things that will come from him if you're open to receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, as long as you don't have any, like, big expectations about where it's going to go, there's no problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And so I mean, you could have a lot of fun, and there can be a beautiful exchange of things of love between you. Do you follow me?
I do, except he's really quite sort of self-centered and really doesn't allow for another person to exist.
And he doesn't even know it.
No, he doesn't know it, yeah.
Ace of Diamonds are generally completely blind to their selfishness. As a matter of fact, they kind of think that they're saints.
Yeah, I can see that. And, you know, I would be happy to stick around and sort of lovingly show him, but I don't think he's going to ever see it. So
No, he's not going to see it, and that's not your role in his life.
Okay.
If that's what you need to do, you can just forget it. You know?
Yeah, that's what I need to do. Anything else you can say about me or this year? Or?
Well, I think he's gonna be around for a while this year. I don't think you're gonna be dumping him tomorrow.
Oh, I was going to.
I don't think so.
Actually, I planned on it today, and then I saw your thing. I thought, oh, I'll wait. Okay.
So I mean, you know, again, he has something to give you. And my suggestion is to be open to receiving it. It's not being given with any expectation, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's not like he's expecting something in return, okay? But if there's love there, if there's something to be shared that's loving, why not partake of it? Don't try to change him,
right.
Okay? He's a Virgo. He's already trying to change himself. You don't want to, like, don't add to his misery, yeah.
He's really trying to change himself?
Yeah, all Virgos are.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah,
every single one
of them. He seems so far away from his very sweet, gentle heart. Is that true, or is it just what I see?
I don't know. He might... I don't know what he's gone through in his life to be... I can't say for sure, you know.
Okay.
But I know that he's trying to achieve some form of perfection in his life. And like everybody else, it's not easy, and he's had his struggles and so forth. But I think that he really likes you.
Yeah.
And I think that's what counts, not the
okay.
other stuff. You know.
Okay.
You don't need to be somebody's spiritual teacher to have a relationship with him. Might be a good exercise for you to let a relationship be without having to be a teacher or something.
Okay, that's good advice. Yeah, I need to hear that.
You know, like...
I'm writing that down.
Just like, you know, let it be just an open exchange of love. And that means accepting the other partner as they are, not as you'd like to see them be.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I have gained more in my life, even though I've tried to change a lot of people in my life. I've gained a lot more by accepting people as they are than I have by changing anybody.
Yeah.
It's actually benefited me much more to just embrace them for who they are and not, you know, and give up this wanting them to be the way I think they should be. It's my concept. And in many cases, like, where did I get that concept anyway? You know, where did I pick it up?
I think we all struggle. I mean, what you're talking about is really a great high form of loving human beings.
Yeah, I mean, just being easy about stuff and not being so, like, attached to some concept. Oh, my God, people kill each other over their concepts. Can we not have concepts at least in love?
Yeah. I think we're so afraid that we're going to be alone with our aloneness, which is really truth.
Yeah.
That we're desperately trying to change other people so we don't face
our true aloneness. I think you're right. So
you
can be bigger than that because you're conscious.
Yeah. Well, thank you. This is really enjoyable. I'm glad I got to speak with you, and I'll tell you once again, years ago you gave me some advice that blew me away, and I was terrified of doing it, which was letting go of my son at a very tenuous point in his life. And you basically said, who are you to, you know, think that you can help your son? It was amazing advice. And
oh, well, thank you.
I turned around and let go and prayed, and I got a call 2 days later telling me he turned around. So it was, I'll never forget it. And I'll always be, you know, I mean, you gave me some real tough information.
I gave you a talking to, I guess.
Well, no, you just said something that was so truthful that most people would never be so bold to say, and it went right through me, and it got to me, and it allowed me to give him a chance. On a, you know, it was on an energetic level.
Yeah.
And you made me realize that. That you can even affect someone's life just by wishing it would be a certain way.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Well, you know, thank you for sharing that. I remember you now. I don't remember you when you first call all the time, but I appreciate you bringing that up and reminding me about that.
I'll remind you each time because I'm forever grateful.
I guess I paid you one of my many debts that I owe you, being my first karma card and all.
Yes, so you got one back now with my girlfriend saying that you were cute.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
And
bye-bye.
Have a great night. Thanks.
You too.
Pat.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, that concludes our show tonight. Thank you all for being my guests and sticking around and listening. I hope you learned some good things. I hope you got something valuable that you can take with you this week. We're going to end our show as we always do with the Gayatri Mantra from my CD, Bhakti Rock. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. Look forward to seeing you next week with a new show, a new topic, and a new talk. Good night. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yunatra-chodaya Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah
Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Chodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Deyo Yona Prachodayam.